84 CPA Mobile.
84 CPA Mobile.
So, sorry, I was doing a little maneuvering there with the old automobile. So, what are you up to today?
No, heading to Clemson to do some renovation work.
Fine. Been there, done that. Is it commercial or residential?
Been on an apartment. Got the plumber and the flooring people coming in today.
Okay. Well, I wish you could, I wish I had a picture that I could send you my sister's house. She lives up on the up in Maggie Valley, up on the side of a mountain, and so her house is built near the one of the anyway flat parcels on the mountain, and well, it's built right up against it. In other words, her backyard is a lot higher than her front yard. And she, boy, she had a, with all this rain, she has some dirt break loose, and I mean, it just tore the whole side of that yard up on that side.
Now, don't look at me. This is one that, well, I'm much higher management on this project. I'm not actually doing the work.
Well, you know, somebody's got to be in charge. Boy, I tell you, I certainly wouldn't want that job or any job. I got to put down some sod where my tree guy, he cut down three, what are those things called? I can't remember. Anyway. The trees that have the balls on them, the little prickly balls, and so I had to take my Carolina Wyndham down. But anyway, he tore the backyard up pretty good, and part of the front with his little tractor going back and forth, and so now I've got to lay down some sod because it's just all mud right now.
Sweet gum, or, you know, the things from AG double hockey sticks. I got like three Widowmakers in my backyard that I need to get cut, because, nah, frankly, I'm not touching a Widowmaker. And I got to cut two pine trees because they are actually interfering with my Wyndham. I need to move my Wyndham off the house. It's bouncing in, one side of it's bouncing into the house, and I need to move the antenna over about 6 feet, and there's two pine trees in the way. Yeah.
Putting up a vertical, and I'm in the HOA, so they say this antenna will perform the same with PVC pipe. So I'm putting some pipe over it, and it's not very big in diameter. The antenna itself, it covers 10 through 80, but it skips a few bands in between, like 17. I really miss 17, but anyway. But I still got some work to do. I got to put the radials down and tune the top half of the, I think, 2040 and 80. Still got to tune those, and so I still got a lot of work to do.
You know, a fake flagpole always works for a lot of different stuff. You know, just a good old-fashioned fiberglass pole. A flag on the outside of it, and you know, the HOA doesn't even know that you have an antenna inside. Thankfully, I don't have that problem because I chose when I bought my house up here I do not want to be where the little community Nazis live.
My Wyndham was hit very well with the four trees I had, but the fourth one was, I think we left that one up, trimmed it up, raised the canopy a little bit, but we left it standing and cut down the sweet gum, and anyway, I want to move, but, what we want, the kind of house we were looking for, probably have to put a good bit of money with it, even though our house would bring, top dollars in fantastic shape. It's in a great neighborhood, but anyway, that's the way it goes.
Funnily enough, my Wyndham, I half the time I can't even see it, except for the cable coming down from the antenna itself. Right? I painted the insulators and the black and used black Dacron rope, and you cannot see that thing unless you're right smack on top of it or you follow the cable up to it.
It's amazing how easy that is to hide. Are you using RG-858, on coming down from the Ballon, or are you using the ladder line?
I'm using coax coming down, so it's even harder to see. I mean, and it's on the, on a forested side of it. Where I have a bunch of other poles sticking up out, I have a J-pole stuck on the end of a stick of electrical PVC that's just leaned up that against the house, and that's my 2-meter antenna. So, I've always wanted to put a tower up, and I got a spot to put it up that's near the house so I can anchor to the house, but, I've just never actually quite made it that far. I have the tower. It's sitting in my yard. Although I think at the moment it may be covered in poison ivy. But don't quote me on that.
Well, up until the last sentence, I said I'd help you put it up. But, I'm not sure that I'm allergic to poison ivy, but there's another... It's like on a vine. I can't remember the name, but it starts with an F. And boy, that stuff, I got into it at a house we rented for a year while we were deciding where we wanted to live. And I didn't know what it was, so never seen it before in my life. Boy, that stuff ate me alive. It took 2 or 3 weeks to get rid of it.
Don't quote me on that. I don't know. My wife can look at any poisonous plant, just look at it, and she freaks out. That's the weirdest thing.
It was. Like I said, I mean, I grew up in the woods. We played in the woods every day, and I know we got into some poison ivy because, we were totally ignorant of that stuff, poison oak, poison ivy, and I don't know, but boy, this stuff just ate me up good, and I remember... One house that we owned, it was in Greenville. I can't remember what road it was off of. But anyway, it was off of Whitehorse, but you had to go way down almost to, So I was weed eating the ditch. I had a real big ditch, and... it was hard to, it was impossible to cut with a mower, so I was using my weed eater, and my neighbor said, hey, do you know all that you're cutting is poison ivy? And I said, no. and it was just flying up in my face and everything, and I didn't get any of it.
Hey, Dave, I'm all my stuff today, so I'm gonna make this my last call, and it was good talking to you. We'll catch you later. KJ4, CTG 73 is on your final.
Well, you enjoy this nice day. I just finished playing tennis, and I'm headed to the house. And good talking to you. 73's KP4 CPA Mobile.